AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Senate has passed a bill that would give Congress review power over any nuclear deal with Iran. Maryland Democrat Ben Cardin says a review is a necessity in this case.
Our goal is to prevent Iran from becoming a nuclear weapon state, pure and simple. We'll be in a stronger position to achieve that objective with the passage of this legislation.
The legislation would block President Obama from waiving congressional sanctions against Iran for at least 30 days while lawmakers review any final nuclear deal. Tornado cleanup is going on today in states like Oklahoma and Texas, and more severe weather could be on the way. Richard Thompson at the Storm Prediction Center says the threat will last through the weekend.
Friday, Saturday, and even lingering into Sunday, some of the same areas will be at risk for significant severe weather, which could include more damaging tornadoes and very large hail and extremely heavy rainfall.
The U.S. and Saudi Arabia have announced a five-day ceasefire in Yemen.
No bombing, no shooting, no movement or repositioning of troops to achieve military advantage.
Secretary of State John Kerry says the ceasefire will help civilians in need. The ceasefire needs the approval of Iranian-backed rebels in Yemen. A former Guantanamo Bay inmate convicted of killing a U.S. soldier was released on bail in Canada after a judge refused a last-ditch attempt by the Canadian government to keep him in prison. The F-16 Thunderbird safely made an emergency landing at Albuquerque's Sunport Airport after having engine problems during a training flight. Investigators at the Food and Drug Administration say Listeria bacteria was found in Bluebell Ice Cream's Oklahoma plant as far back as March of 2013. Three deaths are now linked to the ice cream, and the company recalled all of its products last month. Wall Street stocks remain higher. The Dow is up 110 points. This is AP Radio News. Tom Brady is expected to speak tonight near Boston for the first time since the NFL released a report on the New England Patriots and deflated footballs. The report says Brady was generally aware footballs were being doctored. The AP's Jim Militello has reaction from Brady's agent, Don Yee.
Yee attacked the report's results as predetermined and that the findings were made to fit with the conclusions. He charges that the league took part in a sting after they were made aware of the issue with deflated footballs prior to the AFC Championship game and didn't notify the Patriots of the issue prior to the game.
The NFL is considering possible punishment. The Cleveland Cavaliers are apologizing for showing a video during last night's playoff game with the Chicago Bulls that showed a man wearing a Cavaliers shirt violently throwing a woman wearing a Bulls shirt across a room. It was an attempt to play off a scene from the movie Dirty Dancing where Patrick Swayze lifts Jennifer Grey in the air. The Cavs say the video was not meant to be offensive. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.